With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. As members of Congress prepared to vote on articles of impeachment, several hundred Montanans rallied across the state on Tuesday to defend the president and call for his removal from office. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney starts our coverage.
Who's above the law?
No one's above the law!
Thank you.
With the full U.S. House expected to vote on articles of impeachment in the coming days, national liberal groups, including MoveOn.org, spurred local organizers to call for impeachment through protest. In Helena, around 100 people mounted the Capitol steps to call for President Donald Trump's removal from office. Trump supporters are rallying, too, in a state Trump carried by 20 points in 2016. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports from Billings.
Around 50 people gathered along the street by the federal courthouse, including a handful of counter-protesters. Among them was Natalie Crawford, who says she supported Trump since the very beginning.
I think this is a farce. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. They have been trying to do this for 3 years now, and they've thrown everything they can. Think about it. 2 weeks ago, we were head-deep in bribery. Now that's not even a charge now, is it? It just kind of disappeared. They'll throw anything that sticks.
Most people at the rally said they were there to call for Trump's impeachment. At times, they argued with his supporters.
I understand that.
So there's the more money right there.
Those who called for impeachment said Trump bribed the president of Ukraine to get information on a political opponent. They also said he violated the Constitution and has stopped witnesses from testifying. Terry Zeely of Billings said the reasons to impeach the president keep piling up, and she considers it her civic duty to speak out.
All thoughtful, caring people that are concerned about our democracy should actually be out here with us. We're in very, very dangerous times. Democracies are fragile things, and we have to stand up for the law. Nobody is above the law.
The rally lasted about an hour before the crowd dispersed. I'm Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News in Billings.
And in the Flathead Valley, I'm Aaron Bolton with Montana Public Radio. A handful of impeachment supporters held signs in Whitefish early Tuesday morning. They received both supportive honks and Trump 2020 chants. Later in the day, over 100 people gathered at Depot Park in Kalispell around noon for a ritual protesters call Trump Tuesdays. Betty Cuffel of Whitefish has been organizing the nearly three-year-long protest.
Yeah, this is part of MoveOn.org, the national response that is actually Resist Trump Tuesdays. And we have been out here as a group every Tuesday since Trump's inauguration, actually.
So Tuesday's turnout was much larger than usual, fueled by the impending impeachment vote in the House. Kalispell resident Valerie McGarvey doesn't expect this gathering or the other pro-impeachment events happening around the country to change how that vote will pan out or the potential Senate trial. She doesn't expect the Republican-controlled Senate to find Trump guilty. Still, she says the process is necessary to highlight what she calls Trump's corruption. And like many others, she says these gatherings give her a community in the conservative Flathead Valley
area. And I think it's easy to feel that you're all alone in your values and your the direction we want to see the country go in.
But these protests have drawn the attention of Trump supporters who wanted to show their support ahead of the impeachment vote.
Yeah, so they told me they've been out here for 3 years, and I keep telling them, well, get ready for five more, you know? So if they want to share their side of the story, we have the right to share our side as well, you know?
Zach Wenzel of Big Fork started showing up to counter-protest when impeachment proceedings began in September. Wenzel and the handful of Trump supporters who came out are getting their honks too.
You guys are awesome!
Love you!
Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
USA! USA!
In Missoula, on the busy street outside Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines' office, red MAGA hats intermingled with signs like Dump Trump and No One is Above the Law. There are more than 200 ralliers, including a few dozen supporting Trump. Missoula County Republican Chair Vondine Kapetsky handed out signs to Trump supporters.
The Democrats are trying to overturn the will of the voters.
Around 200 people rallied in front of the Gallatin County Courthouse in Bozeman. One of them, 75-year-old Arliss Wood, had a sign propped up against the front steps that read, M. Peach the Orange.
Just having a rally like this shows there are a lot of people with like mind. Whether it's a majority or not, I don't know. That's not important. It's important that we voice what we have on our minds. And I think that's one of the democratic ideals, that the free speech aspect that we're upholding tonight.
The rallies in Helena, Billings, Whitefish, Missoula, Bozeman, and Livingston were publicized on MoveOn.org Civic Action and by other national liberal groups. The group's impeachment rally website includes planning guides, talking points, sample letters to the editor, and other materials for local organizers to use for rallies. Eric Riley is an associate professor of political science at Montana State University in Bozeman. He says limited polling suggests a majority of people in the state don't think Congress should impeach the president.
You have over 50% of people saying that they are not in agreement with the impeachment inquiry in one fashion or another. Either they don't agree with it or they don't think the president should be impeached and removed.
Riley says support for impeachment runs heavily along party lines.
Since we have more Republicans than Democrats in the state, you get the numbers that you get.
Alex Street is an associate professor of political science at Carroll College in Helena. He says it makes sense there's more organized protests against Trump than supporting him in the hours before an impeachment vote, even in a Trump state.
So to me, it makes sense that you'd see there's more onus, there's more, you know, if people who are opposed to the president and opposed to his agenda, if they're going to have any hope of getting anything done, then they'd better get organized. Whereas the supporters, there's less responsibility on them to get things done right now because he's doing it.
Montana's lone voice in the U.S. House, Republican Greg Gianforte, accuses Democrats of being obsessed, quote, with overturning the results of the 2016 election since President Trump was elected, unquote. He also says the impeachment efforts have been, quote, a sham since day one, unquote. Gianforte has said he plans to vote against the impeachment articles. I'm Corin Cates-Carney with Montana Public Radio.
Rachel Kramer of Yellowstone Public Radio and Nick Mott contributed to this report. We also asked candidates running for the U.S. House about what they think of the impeachment proceedings. For their responses, visit our website, ypradio.org.